Scientists are pointing to climate change as the reason a river that used to feed into the Yukon has nearly disappeared. A report published in Nature Geoscience Today says it's the first documented case of river piracy in modern times linked to the planet heating up. River piracy is when one river steals the flow of another. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins explains.
Scientists knew the Kaskawalsh Glacier in northern Canada was shrinking, but they didn't expect it to cause a nearby lake to almost vanish, at least not so quickly.
Nobody's documented this as basically occurring under our noses.
Dan Sugar researches how landforms evolve at the University of Washington, Tacoma. And last fall, he set out with his colleagues to study the Slims River. It's fed by a series of ponds at the front of the Kaskawalsh Glacier. When he arrived, Sugar says he expected the river's current to be low.
But as it turned out, it was essentially no flow. So we couldn't actually do it. We couldn't put our instruments in the water. It was so shallow.
Did you have a nice vacation then?
Sugar
didn't spend the remainder of his time in Canada kicking back. His new mission became figuring out what happened to the Slims River. The body of water used to flow into the Kluane Lake and eventually into the Yukon River, which empties into the Bering Sea. But because of the glacier's melt, that water redirected.
The Kaskawalsh River essentially stole all of the water that would have otherwise flowed into the Slims River. So it pirated that flow. It captured that flow.
Now that water goes from the Kaskawalsh River to the Alsik River and all the way to the Gulf of Alaska, Sugar says due to the circumstances, this particular situation is unique. Still, the rapid pace at which it occurred serves as an important reminder.
Climate change is happening, and it's happening here. So we need to be keeping in mind that we may get thrown a few curveballs going forward.
So while the Kaskawalsh River was the pirate, Sugar says human-caused climate change was ultimately to blame. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.